Hi everyone, welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akunyili and this is my diary you're listening to. I have noticed a lot of people with the superhero mindset, like strong messiah complex. I know, I used to have that too. And sometimes I still do, where I feel it is my responsibility to save everybody. My responsibility to pour into everybody. My responsibility to watch over everybody. When I talk about things, I talk about them from this standpoint of responsibility. And so what happens over a period of time is we feel every other person is too weak. Every other person cannot handle our problems. Every other person does not really care about us. You know, we are the saviors of the world. Amen. You know I'm talking to you. You know in your chest that this is you. You're always watching out for every person. You can empty your bank account to someone, but if you need 1,000 naira, you will not ask. Oh, don't worry, Jerry. The cuckoo not even have. I just sent 5,000 naira last week. Oh, they don't have money. See, they don't have strength. They cannot handle this thing. If I tell them now, they'll just be worried. And there's nothing they can do about it. Ask them first. You know, this is the same principle of cleanliness is next to godliness that we're talking about when we're handling nakedness is next to godliness. Where we are so clean, help will pass us by because we never ask. That's the same concept we bring to relationships when we are the superhero ones. We are the ones constantly giving, never receiving. Where did we learn that kind of love from? God is a giver, an absolute giver. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But I mean, God still receives attention from me. I don't know about you. God still receives attention from me. I will say that again so you hear me clearly. God still receives attention. Sometimes you deliberately set out time to worship and you want to start listing your problems or you want to start talking about everything and you just feel this strong urge to just keep quiet and just sit. Just sit in this companion kind of silence. Like, just stay with me. There are those moments, those silent moments, those moments where if you pay attention long enough, God starts telling you the things that are supposed to work that are not working. The things our world ought to look like that it doesn't look like. The kind of results we ought to be achieving that we are not achieving. God talks to us. I mean, that is the omniscient, omnipresent one. Ask the God who has angels and archangels and cherubims and elders and clouds of witnesses around him. That's the one before whom mountains keep as rams and hills become as standing waters. The one out of whose throne proceeds lightning and thunder. He talks. He tells. And you are that big? Wow! Jesus, with all his glory, a time came where he needed his people and he took them to prayer. And Baba was groaning in prayer, only for him to come and his friends were sleeping. And I was like, couldn't you watch with me 1 hour? You think he didn't know they would sleep? He knew, but he still wanted them around. Be sleeping, but shall be there. He knew. He knew they did not understand the gravity of what was about to happen. So they definitely would not be praying like him. But he still took them there. If it was us, myself inclusive, we're just like, I beg. If you're not useful, just shift. We must understand that receiving is a sign of strength. Because you can't pour from an empty container. You love people, I know you do, and so you're pouring into them. You're giving, you're emptying your bank account, you're emptying your emotional tank, you're loving up on them. You're not receiving from anybody. After a period of time, you will be so depleted that the only thing you will have to offer is frustration. And that is not good. You must learn to receive. Receiving is spiritual. I think it was towards the end of last year, I was talking to my friend. And we're talking about seed time and harvest. And after he spoke with me for a while, he brought it up and I confirmed it that it's true. Sometimes I feel like I don't know how to harvest. Some of us are so great sowers, we are so attentive to times of seeds that we don't even realize when the harvest comes. When the harvest comes, we think it's another seed. We pack everything and sow it. He gives us seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Some things are bread. Hey, some things are bread. Some things are bread. Eat. Eat. Stop being so proud. This pride of, it has to be me who did it. Every other person cannot do it. If I'm not there, it cannot work. That's not even good leadership technique. So if you're the founder of a company or you are a team lead and you think that way, you're not raising people. And that's not kingdom principle. Kingdom principle is to raise men. Raise people. People should be able to do it in your absence. People should be able to pour into you. People should be able to figure out your needs. People should be able to hear you say your problems. Because if you're perfect, how do they learn from your errors? You think I enjoy being on the Diary of a Sex Therapist sometimes? Sometimes being here is not stressful. It leaves me self-conscious. But I understand that putting out my flaws out there has helped a lot of people come back home. Some people have come in my DM and said, thank you for saying A, B, and C. I was in that position and you're saying it brought me out. That compliment gave me strength. Learn to receive. Don't be so Iron Man, Iron Lady all the time. I'm going to round up with this joke on Twitter last year that said, be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Be loved. That's how God calls you. Allow yourself to be loved. Okay? Bye. Have a great weekend. Yes. Allow yourself to be loved this weekend. Tell your friends you have a problem. Tell your team you need help. Tell them the workload is too much. Tell them you need someone to take this off you. Tell them you need to take a break. Tell them you need to go and sleep. Learn this week. This weekend, allow yourself to be loved. All right? Don't forget to go on my website to check out more content at www.ministerliza.xyz. And of course, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Minister Liza. Bye.